We are holding Daf Nun Zayin Nomer Aleph. It says the Mishnah again, Nishtabru Ragleho, if the legs were broken, if you have a chicken, a bird, that the legs were broken, the Mishnah says these are part of the Eluk Sheris, it's still the Eif, it's still kosher. So what it says, Ahu Tzina Dien Kurei, there was a basket full of birds, that each one of them had broken legs. The inkure, the yatsil kaimed rova, they brought it in front of rova. So Rashi says the inkure means oifoy shenishtabru raglehim. Biyakuva means lamata, on the bottom, by the bottom part of the leg, it was broken. So bodku rova, rova checked out each leg of the bird. Bitsuma tagidim, he checked it out by the tsuma tagidim, special gidim, special veins there, special tendons by the joints. And he found they were not ripped over there, and therefore v'yachshre, he said the birds are kosher. So Rashi explains this tsuma sagidim again. You really have to see a picture book to see where they are. Rashi says she hey shisha osa chutim. There are 16 strings there. It means veins there. Kayomim kamina perbena makasha. And vu b'shifula shaletzim hashuk. That's at the bottom part of the shoulder bone. Samach le'akuva near like the elbow. That's where the tsuma sagidim are. So there you have to be careful it's not broken there. If it be broken there, that will be a trefil. But here he checked out these birds and saw that the tsuma sagidim was still attached. There was nothing broken there. Therefore, he said it's kosher. Now, Omrav Yudah Marav. Yudah Marav says, Shemutas Yad Bebehema Kshera. So if the front legs, the Shemutas Yad of an animal, was dislocated, so it's still kosher. My sheik, for instance, we have that shmutas yerech bebehema trefa. But if the yerech, if the back legs, if by the thighs, if that was dislocated, that's a trefa. And Rashi explains, shmutas yerech means that the buka diyatma, the shaf miduchta, the yachl nivin, like we had before, that's where this bone, the thigh bone, comes out of its jaw, comes out of its socket. So that's called a trefa. The Gemara says, now what's going to be Shmutas Yerech B'yoif? Let's say by the Yerech, the thigh of the bird comes out of place. Shmutas torn out of place. Treifa, that's also Treifa. Shmutas Gaf B'yoif? Treifa. If the wing of the animal was dislocated out of its place, that's also a Treifa. Why? Chashinu, we're afraid that Nikva Horeya, we're afraid if that happened, that the Pshat is that there was a hole in its lungs, that caused there to be a hole that passed through in the lungs, that's worth a treifa. Well, Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, Tivduk, let's check it out. Even in the case that the wings were dislocated, so there's a ray, it's such true, but you have to check it out. You have to check out the lungs and see there's no nekev, it's still kosher. Vecheinom Rav Yechon, same thing, Rav Yechon also says, that Tivduk, you should check it out to see if the lungs are, has a hole in it or not. Chizki HaMachizki says, no, ain ray eloyif. There's no lungs to a bird. We'll soon see what that means. Ein rei liyef. Rabbi Yechon nomar yesh loy. Know that they have the lungs, but v'yeshnon koila and v'yeshnon ka'ola shaverid bein akfayim. So Chis Rabbi Yechon says again that a bird has a lung, and it says like an ola shaverid, like the leaf of a rose, and bein akfayim, it's between its wings. That's where you find the lungs of a bird. So therefore, you could check it out. Now, the most question: my ain rei liyif. What did Chizki mean to say? When Chizki said, "There's no lungs to a knife." What did he mean to say? He let me, if you want to tell me the less like klal that he meant to say, the mitzvah says there's no lungs to a bird. So, most the question: how could that be? For kachazino di islay. When we open up a bird, we see that it does have lungs. So how could Chizki say that oifas doesn't have lungs? What he meant to say was, the lemitrophobay, what he meant to say is it's not so vital by a bird, and therefore even though it's pierced through, there's a hole in the lungs, it's still not called a treifa. By oifus, it's not called a treifa. So now the question is not true either. V'atani Levi, we learned that Levi learned that treifus, shemona chachamim bebehemam, all the yudchas treifus that we had before that was mentioned, nagei to behemis, is kinegdoin bi'oif, the same thing applies by knife also. So just like we had this nekuvas in the lungs, in the reya, who are then by knife also, but has a hole in its lungs, that's also a treifa. And Yiva adds on that, yes, relay a knife, birds have more trefes than behemoths, that nishperetzim, if the skull was broken, even though the membrane around the brains was not pierced through, still it's called a trefa. But by behemoth, that's not a trefa. So akoponim, we see clearly by ifos that they have lungs, and there's a trefus if it's pierced through. So Ella, rather, what Chizki meant to say was like this. Ein lo limpo v'lo lichma. Means to say that we had before, by an afula, if it falls off the gag, that you have to be afraid for risik evorim, that you have to check out all the inside organs, but you have to know you do not have to check out the reya. If it just fell off the roof, for that we don't have to be afraid to check out the reya. The same thing, v'lo lichma means if it was scorched by fire. So we had before, you have to check out all the intestines to see it didn't turn green. But you have to know the reya, you don't have to check out. That's what he meant to say. And my time, what's the reason? Omer Rav Chonon, Rav Chonon says, Hoyel v'roiv tzil yoseho maginus aleho. Since most of the ribs are around the lungs, so they protect the lungs, therefore you don't have to be afraid, not mishum the fula, and not mishum the yesh. The Gemara still says, but since Rabbi Yochanan said back to Chizkiya that Yeshla Yishno, they do have a reya, birds do have lungs. The Yeshna call a shavered, and it's like the leaves of a rose. Bein Hakfayim, it's in between, inside and between the wings. It says Rabbi Yochanan into this back, Mechlalos a proof to Chizkiya. What did Chizkiya meant to say? He meant to say Sava the Lester that it has no lungs at all. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had to say back. No, it does have lungs. Most is true. El rather Amri my rov was that over there at Yisrael Mishmei to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chanina, that Midvara Shabribi, in the name of Ribi, Rashi said that Chizkiya Shagadlo B'Doroi Nika Shein Boki B'Tanagolim. It's Nika that he was not a Boki in Tanagolim and chickens. Rashi says in Rogul Lecho Tanagolim, he wasn't used to eating them. Lefika Vefulo Yodim Yeshdom Reya. And Rashi says, "V'loshem v'chusum." It's like a joke. But the kids are in Chum, it could be that the Chizkiya meant to say it doesn't have a ray at all, doesn't have lungs at all. And the Yochanan is one answer back and said, "Yes, it does have lungs." So even though before we said that if you look, you see it. So one of the answers why says Chizkiya did not look at them, he did not saw the inside of it, so he did not know what they have. He meant to say it doesn't have. But in Chum, his sheet is though that even though it does have, it's not called a trace like we just said. Just as his Ikka memory was, that Nechnami doesn't have lungs at all. So the Omer Afuna says, that Omer Rav, that Shmutois Yerach Boif, if you have the Yerach, the thigh bone, on the bird, if it Shmuta becomes dislocated, Kshera, still the Yerach is kosher. Omer Le Rabo Bar Afuna Le Rafuna. So Rabo Bar Afuna said to Rafuna, I bo Rabon and the Yosem of Pumpadisoi, either Rabbanan that came from Pumpadisom, or they said over that Rav Yehudim Shmei de Rav Omer, that Rav Yehudim said over the name of Rav, that Shmutas Yerach Berech Treifa, that no, not like you, that if the Yerach, the thigh, goes out of place, dislocated in the oif by chicken, that's also a Treifa. So Amalei answered back to him and said, listen, Nahara Poshto, that there are different roads in the river, each river goes down a different way, meaning to say it's a Machlokes. Rashi says, "What no nor a pashto in ein pashto ya nor doimim the different roots of the river zechor v'zoymed kach emin hagam kaim is doimus for Rav Sherus Svirlei the Rav says kosham for Rav b'nei pumpadisa shnogo b'yisa leitiv b'fnayim for the pumpadisa we saw for Rav Sherus Svirlei kinti to machloikas and achram this is a machloikas this is a tray for not if the thigh of the chicken comes out of place, that's a trefa to Machlokes. Now the Gemara says, also Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba was going, is Ashkechei l'Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, he found Rabbi Yirmi Barabba, the Kabbodik, he was checking out the birds, the Tzumas Hagidim. By the Tzumas Hagidim, that means that the place by its leg, by the thick part, by its, the pulk of the cheek, of the chicken, the thick part of it, that has tzumas, that has a lot of veins there. I think like before said there were 13 veins. Rashi says here, tzumas hagidim, mokem shagidim tzimtzum mischabrin or mishatkin. Like the veins there on the legs become tight when you pull it. Loshen choy mitzimtzoy. So those tsumas agidim, those veins there, if any one of them are broken, that becomes a treifa. So it was boidik the legs there to make sure that tsumas agidim are still there. Omelis said back to him, lomale lamar kulihai, how come you have to check out so much? What are you be taking so much trouble checking them out? For Rafuna Marav, Rafuna is the name of Rav, that Shmutas Yerach B'yoif, if the Yerach, the thigh of the Yoif, was dislocated, is Kshera, still the animal is Kshera. So Rashi says, Shmutas Yerach B'yoif Kshera, B'yoif HaKel Nitol, the Koshka and the Nitol Tzumas Yidim of Adam, like if a shore of just these veins were taken out of place, should also be Kosher. Or Malay said back to him, no, I know Mas Nisi Yadano, listen, I know Mishnah. That says like this, it says, Behema Shenechtechu Ragleho Min HaKuv L'mata. We have an animal that its leg was cut off. Min ha'kuv l'mata, from the knee downwards is kshera. But min ha'kuv l'mata was cut off from the knee upwards is psula. And v'chein shenitl tsumas agidim. The same thing applies to tsumas agidim. If they were taken out, that's also a treifa. And v'yom rav alo v'chein b'yoyf. The same thing applies by a bird. That by a bird, the nitl tsumas agidim, that's these on the legs from the knee upwards, right after the knee of the legs, on the chicken also, there's tumas agidim. There are 13 different veins there that attach the meat to the bone. So if any one of those veins are broken, that's also called the treifa. So that's what he holds, even by oifus also. Not only by behemoth, but behemoth or by oifus also. So therefore, he went to check out the tumas agidim. For tomorrow, Yochi, you saw Kasha the Rav of the Rav, it's a steer on Rav and Rav. The Hirav says it's Ksheira, and Hirav says Psula. So Ishtin kept quiet. Omri said back to him, Dilma, Shani lo, then Shmuta lechatucha, could be different. Shmuta is the Pshat that just came, was dislocated, it's out of place. But nothing is broken there, it's not torn there. Like the Gidim are still attached. Mashaykin chatucha, where it's cut there, that's worse. If any one of the Tzumas of Gidim was cut, that's worse, that makes it for Treifa. Omri, the at meforsha shmatitzo de Rav, like is that the way you're explaining the lochos of Rav? Rashi says the at meforsha shmatitzo de Rav is mida nafshecho. That's the way you're explaining from yourself. You should know lav didochu. It's not your own pshat, but rather the favor shem Rav. Rav said clearly like this. That Rav said himself that shmuto ksheiro chatzucha psula. Rav also made this chilek. That if the bone got dislocated, it's still kosher. But if it was cut there, that's worse, that's psula. And the Alta Talmud don't wonder about this. Shereichoitcho mikano mesa, he could cut the animal in one place, and that makes a nekiv, that makes a treifa. And choitcho mikano mechoist, if he cut the animal in another place, it's still kosher. We had before, you can't be medam and milsa milsa by treifas. So one place makes a treifa, one not. Here also, the bone just got dislocated, it's still kosher. But if it was chatucha cut there, and it got broken, the tzumas agidim, that's a treifa. And the Gemara says, Kisolik Rababa. When Rababa went up to Eretz Yisrael, so Ashki Chedu Rab Zera, found Rab Zera, the Yosef was sitting in the comments like this, the Ram Rav Huna, Marav, Shmutas Yerech B'yoif, the thigh of the oif gets dislocated out of place, treifa, that's also a treifa. Omle said back to him, Chayit Demar, like I swear in your life of your name, Chayit Demar, that Miyoim the Solik Mar Locha, the day you came up here to Eretz Yisrael, from that day, the day you left above or came to Eretz Yisrael, have a heavy loan.